Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Just bash your arms against each other. Welcome to Wrestle Culture. Oh, the man is strong today.
What are you doing? I was just mucking his elbow and just smacked
him. I literally heard just the hand slap from
a wall. Man is strong.
It's good, like stuff. Good stuff.
Big bad slap.
Right.
People think we're not professional.
Okay. Look on your face afterwards. You look so betrayed.
Yeah. In all the years, nobody's ever cut him off like that. Tell you, man, he's turning heel this year.
Honestly. Right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Now, this is a story all about how the What Culture Boys came to town. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how in 12 days we're going to WrestleMania. In West Philadelphia, or near there, is where we hadn't seen the American Nightmare, The Rock, Roman, acknowledge me, ever on that bloodline family tree, but a couple of guys who are really good, Cody and Seth from the Brotherhood. They're going to have a big fight, it'll be spicy like chili. This time in 2 weeks, we'll be in Philly. We'll wish for a cab or maybe get some Ubers. We're wrestling journalists, but people call us YouTubers. The disrespect the real. Well, culture's gone sh**. But that is thought. Now forget it. We're there in a fortnight. Underground Arts is where you gotta go. It's always sunny at the What Culture Live show. The final Wrestle Culture. Let's take flight like a dove. Can't wait to head off to the city of brotherly love.
Yeah. Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers to discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week, and mainly just to get excited about the fact that in a week and a half's time, we're heading off to WrestleMania, where there's no Wrestle Culture, of course, next week, because it is Good Friday, or in Tony Khan's house, Great Friday. So we're just getting very, very giddy for WrestleMania XL. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts, where we review Raw, SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete a quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Nicholas and Phil. 12 days, gentlemen. 12 days.
That's all it is.
Not till WrestleMania, just till
we actually go, which is the real WrestleMania, let's face it.
Yes.
I feel like it's 11 days now. That was surely a day that it's just taken to intro us. That's like a full one, right? That was a full day?
It's roughly that, yeah.
That's good.
Took me about as long to write that as well, to be fair.
I can imagine.
Especially because in my head, I went, song's about Philly, song's about Streets of Philadelphia. Doesn't really...
Not quite got the same vibe to it.
I was like, oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's got the word Philadelphia in it.
Obviously. Yep.
Job done.
Easy.
I was thinking you went from like Willie to Philly.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I like to try and figure out how his head's... unfolded during
broken.
The day.
Yeah.
Broken, that's also the word for it.
Thanks to everyone joining us live on YouTube, as always, of course. Eric Vasquez, great first name. Thank you for your donation. I've been working often during these lately. Apologies for the absence. I need to apologise, Eric. Just make sure you listen and play the mid-roll and we'll be absolutely fine. Much love,
lucky,
as always.
Lucky, if anything, some might say.
What surprises could we expect over WrestleMania weekend?
Well...
I keep pitching Stone Cold Steve Austin showing up one
you
way or another.
Keep trying. I like your attempts to manifest it.
Yeah.
You really have been thorough.
One way or another. Like, he's been hinted at to induct Paul Heyman. There was a while back where I was pitching him tagging with Kevin Owens against A-Tay and Dan Ander.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking I'm just settling on Bloodline rules. Night two, Rock's going to get involved with Roman and Cody. Glass shatters and everyone's heads explode, basically.
I'd be down with that. Yeah. I kind of want CM Punk to do commentary on the Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre match. Because he's already said he's going to be there.
I think he might.
Putting the Phil in Philadelphia. I mean, I said it first, but you know, whatever.
And you whatever, also Phil. Are going to be there first, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, so
he'll be
basically
sitting in Florida doing some rehab.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just going to turn up, not know where he's meant to go.
Yeah.
Get stuck on the tube. I know that was.
But if he can come out in his little blazer, I'd be down with that.
Someone might actually pick him up.
Punk on some commentary.
this time from the airport.
That's the one thing Paul Levesque's like.
That was the deal breaker.
Do not screw this one up.
They'd send two, wouldn't they, just to make sure. Like, even if one of them never gets there, just make sure there's two.
Have you ever had that, you know, when there's people at the airport with a sign? I don't think I've ever had that. That's when you know you've made it, isn't it? Maybe we've had one for a one mania trip or something. I seem to remember like a sign that said "What culture" or something.
You know, just a guy, the taxi.
Yeah, yeah.
I also feel like whenever I get to America, I go, "Oh yeah, how am I gonna?" Like, you got to try and remember to get from the air. I know you got it. You know that you're gonna do it, but I mean, like, I never think about the step. I never like, oh, should I book a one ahead of time?
Yeah.
Should you just jump in with the guys at the taxi? Is it gonna be cheaper to get an Uber outside? I mean, I know when we went to Los Angeles, he was like Mr. Itinerary.
Oh,
so
he's
he was
great at that sort of thing.
Which was nice for us. We just didn't have to do anything.
It's but like dad for the weekend.
Yeah. I'd love it on them trips. Like, yeah. I'm like, well, dad sorted everything. Normally I'd be like, come on, let's sort it, but it's not my job.
I think it's genuinely Hamlet's favourite thing in the world. Yeah. He gets to not play dad for a weekend.
Well, almost not play dad most of the times.
Spoiler alert, we have a WrestleMania themed quiz, and I was looking back on our interactions last year, and it was just, Phil, where do we need to go and at what time?
It's not, I'm not surprised. But he's a very organised man, you know?
Someone's got to be.
Don't let this, like, aloof, chilled, laid-back exterior fool you. He's a man of organisation when he wants to be.
Someone's got to get us to America, goddamn it.
Mr. Phoenix
in the
chat. I
just put that myself.
It's because you're
in
more
no way selfish at all. Not just that I wanted to go to America and I just had to bring some people with me.
Literally just about to say, motivated purely for your own selfish reasons. Yeah. I guess I'll take the rest of you as well. But I want to go to America and I'll drag
it's
you
just
there.
It's a vaguely nice byproduct that I get to take some other people with me, I guess.
I do remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, where they were like, guys, not looking like a mania trip's happening. Me and Phil were like, we'll see about that.
We'll see about that, folks. See, my favorite game is just like, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it?
This one's been like ridiculously early for us. Like most of the time, it's like a month out before we're actually
When I'm on the news in February normally saying, we'll be at Mania.
I mean, that was like, what, October? I'm pretty confident like before we had the Dadley Boys live show at Mosaic Tap in the bag. We had WrestleMania in the bag.
6 months-ish.
That is unheard of.
Speaking of matches, surprise matches, Mr. Phoenix has pitched Goldberg versus Asuka at Stand and Deliver. Oy, oy, oy. Because, I'm not sure if you've seen this.
Goldberg would kick his ass.
Goldberg's actually technically been shooting on Asuka, saying that she took his streak. What a dumbass.
So stupid, isn't it?
All streaks are mine.
It's made up. It's fake. It's fake, Bill. Yours just didn't exist.
No.
Just like they just added numbers on.
They just made it up occasionally.
Just week by week added numbers on.
Do you think he was surprised by that? Oh, I didn't realise I'd beaten five people in the last week. I must have missed that.
He's just at home like flexing the mirror. I'm so great, aren't I?
So great.
I'd beat people in my sleep. Literally in my sleep. I'd beat 10 people in my sleep last night. I don't even know about it. Just chalked it up on the board.
I saw someone writing down how many matches, like Asuka on X, this is like how many matches Asuka actually had rather than compared to Goldberg. Yeah. And him being like, oh, was it coincidence that when I arrived, she broke my streak? And as Hamlet said on the news, kind of had to be there, Bill, because otherwise, how would she have built up the streak? you can't just turn around and say, she's 200 now. So.
Almost like, well, I wonder who would be interesting to bring back now that another person has a streak. Mm. Like, he would have to, like, in his head, it was the other way around. Like, well, he only started his streak because I'm Bill Goldberg.
Yeah. And he said, what was the other thing he said?
No.
Oh, see, everyone's got spears in their moveset now. What?
Because he invented the spear.
Why?
So you're using a clothesline now, O'Connor's in AEW? Funny that.
Hey, bald guys kicking around now. A lot of bald guys. I do really enjoy wrestlers being absolute marks, though.
Like, yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. Like a literal bald man with a goatee who stole his look off the hottest thing in wrestling in the other company.
Horace Hogan.
Of course, yeah. Did a spear because it was the easiest move.
Yes.
No, come on. And he used to be an American footballer. Yeah. There you go. It's like a tackle, you see.
One thing on this topic of things that wound me up of like, what? Was we're a little bit late to this because obviously we normally talk about stuff that happened like last weekend. But obviously there was the Rock concert on SmackDown and another awesome, we're probably about 2 or 3 hours away from it now, Scorched Earth promo from the Rock on Instagram. Are you kidding me? And then the news comes out, WWE talent are upset because of the double standards with Dwayne. He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, guys. Like, what? Oh, he gets to swear and we don't. Yeah. Suck it up. He's the best. He's getting all of you a huge WrestleMania payday. He's getting more people watching the show, more people talking about wrestling. Maybe you can allow him to show the F word or the S word.
He made wrestling. I don't know if you heard this, but he actually made wrestling cool again.
He did.
He did.
It's true. He did.
It is true.
Did Cody doing that, did you?
No. Everyone else was losers Seth, until that
did you
guy
make
came
wrestling cool again.
Nope. It was all rubbish until Dwayne came. As we all know, I love Dwayne.
Yes.
And he invented cool. And cool in wrestling.
I'm going to buy one of those.
There was no cool before The Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to buy one of those.
Only warm.
Two-headed T-shirts, so he can wear just one big yep. T-shirt.
Yeah, I would love that.
We love The Rock. Yeah,
we love The Rock, and then I'm like at the bottom, put him on the left the most. Yeah. This is me, like. Yep. I love him.
Like, it's ridiculous that they're saying, oh, he gets to swear on social media and we don't. Yeah, because when he swears, it's cool. That's why.
Maybe they should just have the balls to stand up for themselves, like The Rock, obviously.
Yeah.
Should have just grabbed that brass ring, guys.
Exactly.
Should have just grabbed
Don't see them doing that anymore.
What's anything? What's
sitting in their lane, not ruffling any feathers.
Look, how's he any different from all of you?
You gotta smash all a few eggs to make an omelette. Hey,
to make
right?
a few rocks. All I'm saying is, like, this is gonna be a lovely period. I've agreed to it. All of it at WrestleMania. I cannot wait till the day after WrestleMania is finished, right? For reasons I will reveal. When WrestleMania's finished, maybe it's because I'll be able to talk normally about Dwayne The Rock Johnson again. Right now, guys, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he be the best. Isn't that right?
Oh, well, you don't even need to ask me. You know how I feel about all this.
Yeah.
What are the wrestlers should be on Mania, actually, whilst we're on the topic of getting excited about potential surprises? Like, we were talking about this on the SmackDown preview. There's a reason why I ask, because there was speculation. I think WrestleVote said they're going to try and do 7 matches on each card each night. And there's, I think, maybe 10 announced now. You can assume a couple more like LWO, Legado matches. And there might be like Battle Royals or whatever. Mm. Tiffany Stratton should be on it, shouldn't she? After what she did at the Chamber.
Be interesting. If she was to end up on the card, I don't think anybody would be surprised. I'm not saying... Not that I'm trying to deny her. I'm saying, is it too soon? Would some people who are on there maybe think, oh, how come? Like, I know she's made a hell of a storm, and that's how it should work. If you've impressed people, you should be on that card. Launch people up the top. You know, people have been talking a lot about Braun as well, like, and the impacts they've made in NXT and obviously going up. I think it's just if people are already getting their nose put out with joint about Dwayne turning up, it's like, well, she's been on the roster 5 minutes. How come she gets a mania bit? But it should be based on what they think is right. I mean, we don't get to see the day-to-day, do we? That's a problem. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't also be surprised if she wasn't on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because WWE, just WWE. And they'll put some, like, middling matches in, because there's some pretty unbelievable matches in there at the moment, right?
The good news is, all these people saying, you know, Hamlet said, oh, you know, you need a toilet break match. And there's not none on there for me right now. I know some people aren't as hyped about LA Knight and AJ Styles, but I want to see it. I want to see what that looks like. If they put Final Testament on, I'll go to the bar then, boys.
This is it, though. Like, they're going to put some strategic ones on there. Like, we're pretty much getting the quarter full, maybe bar 2 or 3 of the, like, really good ones.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're going to need someone's going to have, like, just want to be on the card, maybe, and not necessarily, like, accept the fact you're probably going to be that match.
Yeah.
Which is tough, but then you can also have the motivation to try and prove people wrong.
Exactly, yeah. And, like, just having the sort of multi-person shove everyone on the card kind of match, like, isn't necessarily a bad thing. At least everyone still gets to have their little moment outside. Like, Chelsea Green should be on that show somewhere just because she's been absolutely amazing this year.
I'd have, that's a good addition, actually, to me and something me and Hamlet talked about for a while. I'd have Pretty Deadly host and have her being the roving reporter for them. And they all get their asses kicked by ECW people, basically.
I was quite upset when Pretty Deadly lost that match. Yeah. I was like, just put them in the ladder match. It'd just be funny.
I miss the Creed brothers. Man, get the bloody Creed brothers in that ladder match.
Are they going to do a losers match to get in or not?
They haven't got space as far as I'm aware.
Six matches in the field.
That's it.
Them all?
Just wrapped up.
Did they do them all on Raw?
Who's in then?
Judgment Day, Caleb Bate and Pete Dunne.
They've got to do another qualifier on SmackDown. Okay. So they've got to fight. Hang on. This is going to be a tough one to remember.
DIY are in, aren't they?
Are in. New Day are in.
Yeah.
Judgment Day are in. It was another Raw match. Ah, Legado versus Bate and Dunne.
Okay.
This is why I don't watch every week. You see, I don't have to do any of this. And these guys are supposed to be the professionals. And
the winner of...
they don't know anything.
Tonight's matches on SmackDown, which is the OC, who are already going to get a tag title match at NXT Standard Level. Versus... A-Tan Dan Ander, I believe. And then Street Profits versus AOP. What could possibly go wrong there? Those two will then face each other.
Okay.
I'm sure people in the chat will say.
I see.
But yeah.
Here's a question for you. You've got, right here, is your mate, our mate, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
And all the goodness of WrestleMania Night 1 and 2 main events. And in this hand, you've got Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, don't do it. Don't you dare.
Ilya Dragunov competing for the NXT Championship.
Uh-huh.
If you can only pick one of these things to successfully end the way you wish for them to end, you've got finish the story, 2 years in the making, let it play out, Adam Wilborn, trust the process, versus, oh my God.
Tony D, NXT champ, baby.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think that, as always.
Because you just say, just trust the process. One more year, next Mania, Cody finishes the story.
As always, the added ingredient is crime. No, the added ingredient of The Rock tips the scales for me. If it was Tony in each hand, but the fact that I get to see The Rock. I mean,
you still get to see him.
I know, yeah. But I mean, it to be satisfied, it does not to be tinged a bit like last year's is with like, oh, we're having such a good time. And the I remember filming that What Went Down on night two. I mean, Nicholas, we need to get out of here. I don't like it anymore. By the way, Owen Hale says Nicholas's hair is looking fantastic as always.
Thank you, Owen Hale. Was it Owen who had the, was he the 20% of his life?
I believe so, yeah.
That was.
But yeah, especially if Stone Cold's going to show up, which I fantasy booked into existence, apparently. But see, yeah, Tony can always win it on another big show.
Can he, though?
Probably not. Yeah. But Stack's always good.
Stack.
The underboss could take over. He's going to beat him on NXT next week anyway.
What's he going to think about this? You've just, on camera, picked The Rock and Cody. You're going to have to see him at some point again.
That's going to be awkward.
Mm. And...
right, I'm getting complaints in the chat because I'm not reading out the super chat. So I was going to get to them, Sailor Airman, but I'll get to them right now. Sailor Airman says, special shout out to the most fair and balanced wrestling journalist in the world.
Where are they?
For his informative, insightful opinions on NXT, where he always corrects the incorrect Michael Sidgwick. Everyone is entitled to their opinions.
Yeah, I was fighting words. In a dead man's locker.
Sailor Airman continues, a special shout out to the second best fill in all sports entertainment.
Oof.
After Mr. Brooks.
I'll take it, I guess. Yeah. He's probably done more than me to deserve that accolade.
Only just, mate.
Only just. Yeah.
Maybe he's more on camera.
Who's he taking to WrestleMania, right?
And the third best, but best looking, Adam, in all of sports entertainment. Third best after me and
you.
Me and Edge, apparently.
Edge. Hey, he's back. He never left. Never left. Some might say.
Mm. And he's not brought in the ratings with him.
Nope.
Sailor Airman also
says... I mean,
says,
who has?
Yeah.
Who has?
Dwayne.
No, well, he has. Yeah. That's in the company that gets the ratings.
Okay, fair.
And what I mean is in the other company. Even poor bloody Mercedes couldn't do it.
What's going on? Yeah. Sailor Omen continues. Fantasy booking Raw after Mania. McIntyre is champion. Priest goes to cash in on him. He lost the tag titles at Mania in this fantasy booking. However, the Judgment Day turns on Priest and it's revealed that McIntyre has replaced him in the flipping Judgment Day. Oof. Thoughts?
Yep. That is some booking.
Those are thoughts.
That's the booking.
Those are definitely thoughts.
I don't want any cash-ins at any point over WrestleMania weekend.
Priest cashes in on Cody because it'd be really, really funny.
No. I would honestly, we've said it and I know everybody would get real mad at it, but I would accept it if he did it on Raw the next night.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And like, I'm not even doing a bit, right? Because it's in the chase. Imagine Cody just getting the belt and then being like, oh, this is great. You got the moment. Amazing. And then pow, right in the kisser. Sort of all over again. Finish your story, idiot. There's another book. There's a sequel. There's another book just come out. That's it.
RW Weather says, what's happening, boys? Hope you enjoy a long weekend. Not that it matters, but I'll tell you what does. Cody won't win, God damn it. I'm astonished that there are still people out there who are like, nah, it's not happening.
It would be very funny, though.
It'd be very funny, and as Andy Murray keeps saying, it'd be great for the content game,
great.
Baby.
Of course it would, yeah. It would be outstanding. But it'd be nice to be in the building for it happening, so the content could kiss my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see it.
Marty Lee Willis says, was literally going to do a parody for the basketball, I assume, of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is easily toppable, whatever I just came out with, so that's fine. Mr. Phoenix says,
have some faith in yourself,
actually
man.
The second time as well, Phil, that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has appeared on this podcast, hasn't it? Mm. Once with him, once with me. I mean, he's got to complete the trifecta now at some point.
See you.
One day.
Well, I'm saying.
One day.
Pressure.
Mr. Phoenix says, aha, get Logan Paul to buy Rolexes.
Just commented that.
Yeah. They can hold them up and have a toast as the new prime time players.
Hey.
I'm going to start calling it premium live events going forward. People moan like, oh, like, I don't like it. Cody's going to win the title, but it's going to have a prime bottle in the ring. Makes it better, idiots.
Or he's going to be lying next to it instead of a chicken.
Chicken flavor prime.
Chicken flavor prime.
Chicken and a prime.
Fixed it. Fixed it. It's all good, everyone.
Synergy.
Doshoris says, hello, what culture? While WWE is close to Philomania with hype higher than it's ever been. Ironically, I missed when WWE was really bad, despite what Cedric says, because Broken Adam made my mornings. It did, but it also took years off my life, that. Because I like coming in and just being like, NXT.
That is exactly what he does in the mornings.
But you would do that even if it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
So don't make out like you'd be some kind of different.
It was just when it was proper, like the wildcard rule day and like Usy Hot and all that bollocks. I was like, there's a line even for me, guys.
Oh, funny. The day we were like, should we just slowly zoom in on his face while this is happening?
Yeah, because you used to do that and you were the one, I'm fairly certain, who said when I came in and went, what was that on Raw last night? And you were like, you should just do that as the news today or like as a video.
Yeah.
And you just press record
and rant mode
the camera for 10 minutes and we put it on. It did really well.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it anymore,
though. Broken Wilbon was a draw for that for a while.
I like being
so
happy.
So was Broken Matt Hardy.
For a while. Is he going to go back to the Fed, do you reckon?
No.
Do you want him to go back to the Fed?
Nah.
I have no thoughts on this.
Okay.
Either way, to be honest. Like,
I want him in NXT.
I never, ever think about Matt Hardy. I don't mean that as a diss. It's just not. I've got other stuff to deal with.
I despise you, Adam Nicholas. I don't think about you at
all. I don't think about you at all, Matthew. But NXT would be a fun place to see him. Just doing weird, stupid stuff would be real fun.
Fit in.
Of course he would. Anybody would fit in NXT.
Just slowly.
Not anybody. Timothy Thatcher wouldn't write
that. Imagine him on NXT as a character.
My long-term goal is, to be like the...
I see you in Chase U, to be fair, very much so.
I'd see him in anything.
Yeah.
I think he's like it's the family's butler. It'd be great, wouldn't he? What would your Italian name be? Come on, like, and don't just go for the lowest hanging fruit.
I'm gonna pass that over to the comment section. What would my name be in the family?
Well,
I'll circle back to this, or I'll forget later on and go, why is everyone writing these weird names? Where are we? There we go. Mr. Phoenix says, wouldn't Roman want to lose on night one? If there's no rules, surely there are more enemies of the bloodline than members of it. That's a good point. I mean, that's not going to factor into it. It's just going to be bloodlines. I mean, I keep saying how I want this to play out, but I don't think I've ever actually asked you, do you want Bloodline to win night one?
Yes.
Yeah. Just more carnage, innit?
The more chaos, stupid, overbooking nonsense in that main event, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Cody loves it. We already know. He did the similar stuff in AEW. Yeah. He loves overbooking nonsense.
And he's good at it as well.
He is very good at it.
He succeeds in that realm, for
but
sure.
But with the amount of moving parts and the amount of characters available at your disposal for nuts overbooking ridiculousness, go all out. Why not?
That would certainly help them to try and top what was, as the boys keep saying, like, I loved that match last year. Mm-hmm. The finish might not have been what we wanted, but, like, still the match was great.
Yeah.
The beats were great. I will never forget Simon Miller getting so excited, like, going, oh, my God, they're doing, everybody who's been wronged by him is coming to, like, get him back.
Yeah.
And, and then that kick out. I've watched that back. I haven't actually ever watched the match in full, but I saw the clip.
Yeah, can't bring myself to do it.
No, I want to do it. I think I'm going to do it before we go away, because I'd left it as a treat for myself. Same as All In at Wembley, and I've still not done either of them because they're long, obviously. But that kick out is unbelievable. Like, it's everything that all of those Undertaker streak ending kick outs were and more.
Yeah.
It's just because it felt like the right moment. It felt like everybody got the bit on Roman, and then somehow he still kicks out. It's going to take a lot of top, so maybe no rules will help. I don't think I mind, as long as the story that comes out of either version is good.
Yeah.
Like, I will reserve, because I have said I will trust the process all the way through till the end of Mania, so I assume that Dwayne will do the right thing and have it play out right. If I wasn't thinking like that, I would have a mild concern that he takes too much of the shine away from the second night's main event. That would be my concern. If I was thinking that way, of course, which I'm not, because it's all going to be great, guys. We love The Rock. Yep. Yes, we do. What do you think, Phil?
I already said, more nonsense, the better. And love The Rock. And The Rock should stay heel, because he's just far more entertaining.
Yes. Yeah.
And then build to Cody versus Rock at SummerSlam.
Yep, works for me.
Easy.
Jeff Raidmaker says, how does one get a Mountain Dew care package to you in Philly? I just found out there are two new flavors.
What?
What a time to be alive. Have a great weekend.
I feel like that's
going to be... Just read out where we're staying. Hang on.
No. Don't do that.
No, just recommend where we can get it from, Jeff. You know, no need to splash out on it. Buy a ticket to the live show, of course, whatculture.com/tickets. If you want to come to it, it's always sunny at whatculture. And people have been asking, I saw in the chat recently, about, like, are we going to be able to meet you guys? Are we going to be able to get a photo with you guys? I'll just reiterate for anyone who's missed this. The VIP tickets, which guaranteed a photo and meet and greet and what have you, they sold out pretty quickly. They give priority to people. So we're going to have a bit at the start, well, before the show even starts properly, where they're going to be let in. We're going to meet you guys. We're going to have photos, et cetera, et cetera. But we're still going to be around. And
yeah.
For a small fee, you can get a photo with all of us.
No. We only did the VIP thing because there was going to be a lot of people and we didn't think we'd be able to get through everybody.
Yes.
So we wanted to make sure the people that really wanted it had their own little separate moment. But we're still going to be around. I mean, some of us are going to be on the door. There's going to be an intermission as well that you'll probably come say hi. Like, there will be moments that you'll be able to come.
I'll probably be on the door.
Come say hi, come grab a photo or whatever.
Yeah. Obviously, just put the heavies in the door.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And nobody's going to hit a man with glasses, so. No.
I'll bang my head on the doorway. Can't wait the show, guys. Uh-oh. And again, we're around all weekend, as Phil said. And yeah, we always stick around after filming, like, ups and downs and what went down. So
yeah, after the shows, we'll be filming ups and downs with Miller, and you and Murray are going to be doing what went down outside the arena on both nights and at NXT. And it's SmackDown.
Miller
will be at SmackDown. And at Raw, we'll be filming outside.
I'm breaking the ups and downs scale for NXT Stand Deliver. Yeah, yeah.
We're also going to be wandering around WrestleCon at some point, getting interviews.
Didn't
we'll
we
be
bring it last
wandering
time?
Around Wally Mania. We're pretty much all over the place all over the weekend. So if you see us, come say hello.
Rob says, g'day, guys. I don't know if he just says, good day, guys. So, what if tonight on SmackDown, Roman gets pissed because he hasn't been the focus at this point and accidentally curses The Rock? Face-to-face with Cody Rhodes, of course, tonight. Very excited about that. I just think tonight is going to be the one where, again, Roman's mask slips and he realizes, oh, if Cody and Seth win on night one, I'm definitely losing on night two.
What if he comes out with a guitar?
There's a lot of pressure on Roman Reigns for this promo because he's starting to feel a little bit overshadowed by The Rock. Like, I mean, obviously, he's The Rock. It's really hard to not be overshadowed by
physically,
The Rock.
Physically, figuratively, everything. It's
every
really
way,
difficult.
Form. But he needs a good showing tonight,
yeah,
I think.
He does. I think what's the route for him then? Is the route just to maintain, like, trying to be the. Because my concern isn't, like, I guess maybe that's. Could assume it's deliberate. Like, he hasn't felt like himself because of obviously that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the point where he's done things that I wouldn't have kind of broken his like aura a bit for me. Yeah, yeah. And like he's meant to be the boss. So I want him to be more like I need him.
He's
fall.
The tribal chief. It's The Rock that's the final boss. Mm. That's what you're thinking of.
No,
Booker T tried to claim that again. You see that? That's my thing. Well, it's been about 10 different people's things.
I was gonna say, a lot of people have been the final boss. I feel like Walter Gunther's got something to say about that at some point as well, but who's to say it? Yeah, I feel like I need Roman to kind of, I think he will, and he's more than capable of it. We've seen all the other guys have stepped up, and he has been pretty good. That one where he stopped The Rock in that promo.
I
got super excited. That's probably my favourite one out of all of these ones. I know The Rock concept was good, but that, in terms of everybody being involved, was probably my favourite one so far, just because... That's what I want. I need them to be themselves and like not fall in line, essentially, because Dwayne happens to be on camera.
Mr. Phoenix says, Priest cashes in, makes it a triple threat, and he pins Roman. No. Stop this. Some suggestions for my name in the family, by the way.
Yeah.
Ooh, come on. How many of them are blue?
No, they're all pretty clean. Yeah. They're all quite good ideas, actually. Four Nichols to replace two Dimes.
Good.
Four Nichols.
Adam Loads Wilborn.
Yeah.
Edam Wilborn. Is Edam even an Italian cheese? Says Owen Hale.
No, but you do love cheese, though.
Mm-hmm.
He loves cheese. This guy.
I love me some cheese.
You want a sandwich? Four cheese sandwich, please.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should we put on the pizza? It's cheese again, is it? Made me think.
Can you make the cheetah? Can you make the pizza of cheese as well? Just cheese on cheese on cheese on cheese. Cheese on cheese on cheese on cheese.
Carl Stevens says, Will Bonk. He just keeps bouncing a cricket bat in his hand.
Will Bonk.
Woman's family name.
Make me think of that. You know, the dog. There's like a picture of the horny dog. Go to horny jail. Like bonk. You know, on the head. Bonk. Go to horny jail.
Will Bonk family name. 2 cents because of his impeccable journalism takes. And Dan,
I like this one.
Dan of the Dragon says Adam Strong Neck Wilborn is the only journalist that puts his neck on the line.
Ah,
I mean, folks.
Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one of a kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's fire through some more questions, then we'll get to this week's hashtag bloody good quiz. I'm very excited about the bloody good quiz. It got me so giddy about going to WrestleMania, but we'll get to that in due course. Where were we up to? Am I the only one, says Darshura, who thinks that The Rock isn't going to screw Roman, but actually Roman doing the turn against The Rock, that gives us the match for SummerSlam. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
No, I think they... they've hit on something big here with the heel work, and I don't know how you turn around that quickly in like one night of just turning on Roman and going, oh, it was actually, you know, just all a ruse all along. But what about all the words you said, Rock? So
said a lot of things.
Yeah, said a lot of things. I think they can slow burn the Roman thing a little bit longer though, rather than trying to do it all in one night. Plenty of time to get there.
Yeah, I think you have... We have Roman and Rock win night one.
Yeah.
That doesn't really bother me. I mean, Roman pinning Cody's quite a nice visual heading into night two, but it doesn't really bother me either way. I think protect Seth. If they're losing, Cody has to eat the pin for me.
Rock pinning
Cody? Maybe Rock pinning Cody, right? And then night two, Rock... If you do fantasy booking, whether it be Stone Cold or Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn or Jey Uso or all of the above.
I just want it on record. I'd love to see Stone Cold, right? I don't want him anywhere near this match. Cody's already juggling a million things here to try and keep it on track, and I get it. And I'm sure I'd go crazy on the night. And I know that sounds weird to say. I don't want to see Stone Cold. There's just so much going on.
I don't know. I just need to get Cody.
What does Cody need to get over the line? What does the hottest babyface in wrestling need to get over the line? I'll tell you what. Go on, Steve. Out you come.
I'd have 15 minutes of them two. Then all the shenanigans for about 10 minutes. And then, like, Cody's hit Roman with Crossroads. Rock jumps in. Chair shot. I don't know why I'm doing to the head. They're not going to do that. But a chair shot. If he starts doing a people's elbow... Stand back, lads, because I'm going to be getting far too excited. And if in the middle of him bouncing off the ropes, the glass shatters, I'm going to black out and not remember the end of WrestleMania. But then after that, I will say after that, get everyone...
And that's the problem, isn't it?
Everyone out there.
He's just illustrated the exact problem.
I don't mind. I think you can have everything. In the words of one Adam Nicholas, we can have everything we ever wanted.
We can't. Because what happened after that?
Eh? I don't remember.
What happened? It's nearly been 5 years.
Yeah. But you don't need to do anything between in terms of like Rock and Roman getting into it immediately afterwards. You've got, like you say, potentially, might not do this obviously with filming schedules. The Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. Roman Reigns versus Cody rematch at, let's say, Survivor. I'm just doing the big four pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. Rematch at Survivor Series. And then The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania. Like you say, you don't need to do that turn on night one, night two, or Raw, or the SmackDowns after Mania for me.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. Marcel Laviolette, thank you as always, Marcel, for getting in touch. Hello, Phil the Love, Ginger Stacks, and Big Nick from Cali.
Cali today. Oh, baby.
Before I start work on my post-production final for sound, best of luck with that, Marcel, I stopped by to ask who are some single-star tag teams that you love? How am I reading that?
Like tingles. Tag teams that have been thrown together from singles, guys. Like Awesome Truth, I guess, would be.
Yes.
Jimmy and Cody was pretty... Not Jimmy and Cody. Jay and Cody was pretty great.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, all that stuff in the post press was unbelievable.
That was really good. Just taking a piss.
Do you feel him, sir? Unbelievable. Like,
you're off your heads, lad.
Unbelievable.
We may have had a few libations.
I love them. So I know they sort of count as a duo, but they were just shoved together. Breezango. Hold a real special place in my heart.
Especially when they're doing the like fashion file, the police detective stuff.
Mm. It's all so good. I mean, DIY.
Two people saying that they could find Kay Middleton.
I saw that tweet. And then someone had retweeted it saying, I can't believe two of my favourite things in the world have like come together in a random way. Two of the favourite things being wrestling and looking for Kay Middleton.
Rock and Foley.
Rock and Sock, obviously. Yeah. Absolute classic. I mean, you can put DIY in there, technically.
Yeah.
And they made the most of it. God damn.
They certainly did. I always find it funny. I guess I'm hoping time will be kinder to them. The minute everyone's thinking, like, oh, they've seen a little bit too much of Johnny and Ciampa, I think, forever. And then, obviously, it's WWE main roster now, DIY stuff. I always think of the CWC match they had, not the place, Cruiserweight Classic. Unreal.
Incredible.
Like the beginning of most of this. Yeah. Like that little nugget of, oh God, this is going to be bad.
So
and like,
was that
great
the,
stuff.
Was that one of the first times that WWE, the whole signature thing? I can't remember the stuff prior to that where they were like, logo, not really, stick around.
No, there was definitely the Kevin Owens on Sami Zayn.
You're right, yeah.
Big one. And I thought that was weird because I'd only just come back. And that, so imagine that. Like, you've only just come back to watch wrestling. And there's a show called NXT.
Oh, so great.
I saw Kevin in the opener and didn't, like, no disrespect, I'm sure everybody did this to Kevin Owens. Was like, he seems all right, but he hasn't blown me away. Mm. And then, like, he comes.
Knows he's buggered.
And, like, yeah, his nose looks real broken. And then, obviously, the signature coming on. I was like, basically walked out of the room and I was like, oh, what the hell?
What was that? Oh, it was Seth Rollins coming back to attack Roman Reigns on, like, the backlash or whatever after a mania.
Yeah.
I was literally going.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, time to turn this crap off.
Seth running. So I was a huge Seth mark mm-hmm. at this point, and he'd obviously been out with a knee injury for ages. Him coming running down for that was after the AJ Styles match, wasn't it?
Extreme really good match, actually. Yeah, that like might be right,
actually,
yeah.
Maybe Money in the Bank or something like that. Him coming legging it down after that and doing that, like, getting him in the pedigree and going, and do it. Oh, my God.
They tried to make him a heel.
Yeah. Everybody wants to cheer this guy. Yeah, I never liked the fans anyway. No. Stop this.
Mr. Twilly says, cheers, guys. Tiff has been Naomi, Liv, and Michin. I think her versus Bianca is going to happen at Mania. As long as they get on the card, Bianca and Tiff have to be on the card for me.
Yeah.
Mr. Twilly also says, is this the best AEW and WWE have been at the same time?
Ooh.
I propose that to the Dudleys next week. That's a really good question.
Yes. However, I will counter that with, because I'm thinking in my head of WWE, there was a point when AEW and NXT were both red hot mm-hmm. for that little tiny spell during the war. I mean, it didn't last very long.
No.
You know, they were both, I'll never forget the day, it was you I spoke to, we came in and it was like, what life is this? Mm. Like, two unreal wrestling shows are happening at the same time. We've been in the job for like 2 years and it's just been dull ass WWE for like 2 years. And suddenly we've got do unreal shows. We
have to wake up at four on a Thursday and I don't care.
Like, I just don't care. I'm happy to get up. I will literally watch both of these shows. I'm so excited. And it was a really nice period, but WWE was not good at that point. So I reckon so, maybe.
Final question with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. Thank you to everyone who sent them in and apologies if we didn't get around to it. But we all will be doing a special WrestleMania themed Q&A on Monday. So do join us for that one along with the other
will
Dudley
we
books.
Know? Well.
All going well anyway.
Interesting.
Doshaw is back to say, in the spirit of Wacky Fridays, I have a serious question. Who comes harder? Von Wagner, who comes each Tuesday, Veer, who comes everywhere and then leaves, or MVP, who had a song called I'm Coming?
Phil?
I'm going to go with MVP.
Yeah. Yep. I have.
And leave it there.
Yep. Okay, it's not Tuesday, so it can't be Von, unfortunately.
That was a good theme song, though.
Yeah. Right, well, enough of all that. It's now time for a
Bloody Good Quiz.
And this week's quiz is brought to you by the Mr. Lawton, who leaves us a brilliant review. If you want to have your name associated with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz, you can do so by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, just like Mr. Lawton has done, or you can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Screenshot it.
We need the proof.
And email it to me, adam.wilborn@whatculture.com. But the Mr. Lawton says, the absolute best wrestling analysis and banter of any podcast out there. The Dudleys, Phil, Nicholas, Andrew, Andy, Simon, Gareth Morgan, Cy, all legends. Matt Reigns is not. his words, not mine, Matt. But thank you for the review, the Mr. Lawton.
Almost a handful of payment to write that one.
Indeed.
It's the post-WrestleMania feud all like
yeah.
So
who's screwing him at the basketball? Yeah. Is that a chair?
This week's quiz is all about last year's WrestleMania to get you in the mood for this year's WrestleMania.
Okay.
Many of these are multiple choice. Some may not be.
Okay.
But shout out your name. Wait for me to come to you. And remember, guys,
just for fun.
I've actually remembered.
Just
for fun.
Pen and paper.
What's happening? Oh.
I mean, it's a bit late for that. It's only been 6 years.
Yeah.
You managed fine all this time.
The loser doesn't go to WrestleMania, all right? How about that? Huh?
Just for fun.
just for fun, right? But there, if we draw, does that make us both losers? We're both not going. They couldn't go
if
without
you draw.
Still.
If we draw, he doesn't go.
Now we're talking. Yeah, come on. Let's put it on the line.
Okay, question number one. Question number one, no options for this.
I'm just trying to picture a world where they can do all the talking. How are they going to do all the work without us?
Yeah, it would
how
be
would
so
that
so screwed.
Genuinely. All trips cancelled. Ruined it.
Yeah, this works, mate.
We're just getting phone call after phone call. I'm just like, nope.
So here we are. We've managed somehow to secure an interview with Roman Reigns. Roman, how are you doing for WrestleMania? And it's a video of Cedric's face.
He just looks like, I'm going to film this. I'm furious about this.
Right, 10 questions. Here we go.
10 questions.
Question number one. You know, the three of us were very lucky. We went to WrestleMania 39 together last year. Some great memories, gents.
Yep, great.
Which we will get into.
Never got to talk about them because I wasn't here for the...
Well, his fault was that.
For the wrestle culture afterwards.
This year, though.
And they didn't revisit.
This year?
Could have revisited easily.
I'll come in on that Friday.
These two guys. I'm not coming. We had a great time, though, didn't we? It was really real good. I still need the pictures. He's got loads of pictures he's never sent either.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the quiz. Part of the quiz is how he sent
doing
you
this
all
quiz
the
reminded
pictures.
Me. Oh, I meant to send the pictures for that. About a year ago.
1 year later.
So, yes.
Still got the WhatsApp group set up.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable WrestleMania 39.
Unspeakable.
Night one, of course, open. John Cena versus Austin Theory. My simple question to you. What match opened night two? No options.
I got nothing.
Lazy bastard.
My memory is not good.
I'll give you a clue.
No, don't give us a clue. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go on, give us a clue.
Neither of them, at time of recording, are on the WrestleMania card.
Will.
Oh, Josh Matlock straight in the chat. Correct. It went 4 minutes and 55 seconds, this match.
Bloody hell.
Didn't mess about. It was quite good fun.
What was the? Yeah.
My word. If I get one of the people, do I get the point?
No.
It was.
No, you can't have
those.
Two just
lads
for fun.
That Big E would have really appreciated.
Well, Phil, I am assuming one of them is Lesnar.
Yay! And
I can't remember who.
Almost.
Oh, yeah, a point each.
There you go.
We did it together.
I could not remember who he faced.
Should have thought because he was in and out, wasn't he?
Yeah. And it was a lot more fun than anyone thought
great,
it was actually going to be that match.
Do it
was
short.
Really good. Yeah.
And you get to leave.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. Hopefully, you see ya.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say I'm off now, but then he came back and ruined Raw after WrestleMania. Question two. What colour, I've asked this before, it should be burnt into your memory by now, what colour was the bottle of Prime that KSI disguised himself in?
Blue,
baby.
Yay.
Blue Prime.
Blue.
It tastes like baby. Blue.
So good, isn't it?
It's a great flavour.
Okay, this is apologies to everyone in the chat, because some of these will be incredibly niche, but I really had a lot of fun writing this quiz, reflecting on some of our favourite moments from last year. Question three, don't you dare... interrupt these options, by the way.
Oh, we've got options now.
We've got options now.
Well, look who changed the tune.
Which Hollywood Stars restaurant did we eat at?
I know it.
What did I say that?
And I wasn't answering because it's in the spirit of fun, is what I've heard.
We'll wait.
Was it?
Come on, then.
Sly Stallone Sandwich Shop. Reese Witherspoon Fork or Knife. Danny Trejo's Tacos or Marilyn Monroe's Mystery Meat?
Bell.
After you,
Danny
you
Trejo.
Monster. You absolute monster.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo. Yay. Got a delicious Mexican Coke there as well, and that's just like that. That's just 10 out of 10.
What's the only Bayern thing Munich better than
enchilada.
Yep, we did. The only thing better than them is a Nigerian Fanta, which if you've ever had one, oh my God. Oh my God. Change your whole life.
Question four. How long after the bell rings does Shane McMahon tear his quad? 7 seconds. 17 seconds. 27 seconds or 37 seconds.
Bell.
Long enough to make it one of the best moments.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to see anybody get hit, but it's Vince McMahon's son.
So if we're going to see anyone get hurt, it might as well be Shane. Yeah. I had 20 something in my head,
still
so I'll go
got
with 27.
It. Yay!
I still got it.
Yeah, I still got it.
Still got it. Still got it. Whoa. I sent that to my friend of mine.
Best call ever.
Yeah.
Just be like, because he was sent to say, every now and again I'll get the message and say, what the hell happened to Shane McMahon last night? And I was like, have you heard it with the commentary? He's like, no, we're there.
Yeah.
Got it. And he was every like month or so I'd get a message saying, Send us that clip of the thing. I love he it. Could find it himself, but he,
yeah,
he's not that.
Love close. It as well because it was the gift that kept on giving. Because we got the moment live in the like yeah. stadium, seeing it, laughing our asses off, laughing at Snoop Dogg taking over and doing the yeah. people's elbow and stuff. But then later on, we found out yes. about the call. Yeah. And it was just like adding layers yeah, on top of double. Layers. Just and keep on gifting us goodness.
It's been a long time since I've gone from this low to this high.
Yeah.
Like that quickly.
I was sat next to Miller like, so oh, quick. God. This is the worst. Like everyone else, there's a lot of people going like mad for money. And I was just sitting in my chair like that. And then it all flipped on its head.
I was kind of going, oh my God, here we go. L.A.
Yeah. Or Bobby Lashley. If
or
you
Bobby
recall.
Or anyone.
Who just came out moments before with his trophy, but not me.
Yeah.
So, see you later.
Robert Bundy in the chat says Mexican Coke is the best.
It's good.
It's class. Shoot it good. Question five. I'm going to buy loads with the money they're giving us this year. So
yeah.
So bring some home. Question five. Which WWE host crashed What Culture's ups and downs outside SoFi Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Was it... Caleb Braxton. Greg Miller.
Nicholas. Go on, carry on with the options.
Wade Barrett or Corey Graves.
Greg Miller.
It was. I was going to let you have that one. It felt a little bit unfair. You were literally like filming him in my face.
Did they come on that in the end? Because it was like they had a little bit of a, like, you know, they go.
Yeah, they just had a bit of a back and forth and that was about it, I think.
Nothing.
Maybe they're building like a year, years yeah, build maybe. This year's.
Never before, never again. Miller versus Miller, once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Winner gets to keep Miller.
Sponsored by Coors Light. Not Miller Light.
Okay, ups and downs, Simon.
Just Simon.
Yeah.
Just Simon, please.
Simon.
Right, it's a halfway point, but because of my weird scoring system, it's 4-2 to Phil.
It's good.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just for fun, guys.
Just for fun.
Question six. This is a tough one, because we're all... You two were particularly tired on the last day, so you might not remember this.
Yeah.
What themed area did we pop for at Universal Studios? We didn't pay to go in.
Themed area?
Was
area.
It? E.T., the entrance turnstile?
You son of a bitch.
Guy.
Was it...
This. Guy.
Was it Jurassic Park, Inc.? Was it Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Cone, which is an ice cream stall?
Or thank you for clarifying.
Could have thought traffic cone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was it Back to the Poocher? Toilets.
Whoa.
Shut up, man.
Bill.
It was Jurassic Parking.
Yay!
Correct.
Back to the Poocher. God damn it.
Right. Something that I guarantee will put a smile on your face. Two words. Matt freaking Hardy. No. Two words.
Home time?
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
But Jersey Mike's once featured in a famous pop star's video. I asked you this
I
question.
I remember.
On the post-WrestleMania Wrestle Culture last year.
I wouldn't know.
Which you weren't here for. But you remembered listening to, of course.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't listen to this. Ever. Sometimes I watch it back on the day.
And the dragon says, back to the poochers, go it.
Back to the poocher.
Jersey Mike's features in which pop star's music video? Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Pitbull, or Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, it's good. Nicholas. I don't know. I can't remember. See, Pitbull would be quite fitting. But my brain says Jennifer Lopez, so let's go for that one.
Yay! Yeah.
Dinero. Apparently.
Robert?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it is 5-3, three questions to go. Okay. Question 8. Which local establishment took us in immediately after the Raw after WrestleMania?
Nicholas.
Hmm.
It was the brothel. No, it wasn't. Lucky Strike? Bowling?
Look at your face there. He's like, hang on a minute.
Wait,
do I
the
know
brothel
this?
Was after Lucky Strike, wasn't it?
It was a Lucky Strike bowling. Shout out to the guys in LA
got
for
the
that.
Bowling pin as well, yeah, which you had to bring back in your...
Yeah, those
nice guys.
So is there a one in Philadelphia? Did we do this? I feel like me and him have done this conversation already, and I've forgotten the information. Because if there is, you know...
Great news, guys. There's a Lucky Strike Philadelphia.
We take the pin as well as like an entrance.
It's, this means we eat for free, right?
We're friends.
Where are
I wasn't suggesting that, but but now that you mention it, yeah, go on then.
Without giving away where we're staying, are we anywhere near Midtown Village?
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Okay.
Just because I'm named like the place doesn't mean I know the city off by heart.
I think we got a good
chance. I'm going to go with a maybe.
Yeah, I think we can make it to Lucky Strike Philadelphia if those guys want to give us another pin. We can just add it to the set.
If we go in 10 years. Years. And then what? And then we need the ball. That's the way you finish.
The options there were going to be, by the way, Lucky there Strike Bowling, Tom's Watch Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we drank before Wale Mania.
I remember. What was that mad pint that was like...
Oh, yeah, that was ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been right up your street, Matt Rains.
Yeah.
It would have indeed.
We did not realise it was like
one in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, and we had work to do.
Oh, I've got to interview people.
I'll just have one quiet, oh my God, why is it... And you picked it as well, because it was a little alien or something on the thing.
Is that a good little picture on it?
Yeah.
Lucky Strike Bowling, Tom's Watch Bar, Phil's Coffee.
Yeah. Phil's Coffee.
And
guess why we went there.
Yeah.
And best for last.
CM Punk, obviously.
The Golden Gopher.
The Golden Gopher. I was trying to remember what it was called. I knew it was Golden something.
Do you know, I couldn't remember it, and I couldn't find the sign or anything, any message, any reference in the messages. And I'm like, oh, we're downstairs, or come over, or whatever. So that's how sad I am. I found the Crypto Arena. I went, where did we walk? And I went, Street View. There we are. I didn't think to just put our apartment
in. You were just going
to
say, put the apartment in and look across the road.
I wanted to walk the streets again and go past Phil's Coffee and the CVS Pharmacy. Oh.
Actually, wildly interesting. Well, not that interesting, but it's a funny tidbit. Where we stayed, was it the Freehand? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm talking to my... when I went off travelling last year for a few places with my friend. I was telling him about our trip to Los Angeles, and he had been not too long ago, and I'm describing how expensive those cans of beer were upstairs, and he's like, did you stay at a place called the Freehand? And I was like, yeah. He's like, no, I literally stayed at the exact same place.
Yeah, it was like the rooftop.
And he's like, because it's one of them, must be like one of the easiest places to stay at downtown, and it's a hostel, and it's like,
yeah.
He's like, I nearly fell in the pool when they told us how much the cans of beer were. I was like, yeah, it was like $60.
Yeah, it was ludicrous.
Five
little cans.
Cans of Coke size of beer. What?
I just remember thinking, let's go and shoot by the pool for the Vince McMahon, you know, takeover stuff. And then thinking, that's a really bad idea. We had to find some shade and stuff because we were going to get sunburned. And it was a mad, mad week, that.
Yep.
Sure. Final couple of questions. 5-4 to Phil as it stands.
Ooh.
What wrong name was put on my Starbucks order ahead of night two of Mania?
Oh, it was good as well, wasn't it?
Was it?
It was good, but I can't remember.
Because he messaged EL with it as well and said, like...
with a picture of it.
Picture of it. It can't be as bad as, like, wanker. But it's in that realm.
You're right.
Yeah.
Your options are... Chuck... Stacks... Alan or Anus?
Anus. Nicholas. Nicholas. Because it was Anus Wilborn. That's why.
Brilliant.
Was it on purpose? Who's to say?
Got you.
Turns out Phil was the actual barista in Phil's Coffee.
Sorry, my mate said his name wrong. He's actually called Anus.
He's called Anus. So, like, how do you... Adam.
Anus.
And as you're writing it down, you're like... Is this right?
Would you not check and you be like, I know you're from Britain, but like, Anus? Do you think I'm stupid? Your name's Anus, not Anus Wilborn. Incredible.
Funny.
Final question. Scores are all tied up, by the way.
Anus.
I'm gonna let Phil have the win again. Come on, Phil.
Well, it's
he's on a streak. So
it's ironic, because this question's about Phil.
Hello.
Aren't they all, really?
Phil.
Somewhere. At the end of the day.
Somewhere.
Phil Chambers got his fortune told by Zoltar.
I did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But what did he say, Phil Chambers?
How do you remember this? And I don't.
I've got it on camera.
Ah.
One of many things I should have said.
I would ignore that if I'd seen any of the stuff that he took while he was there.
Your options are...
Okay.
An exciting opportunity lies ahead of you.
Is that how he said it?
No.
Come on, how
did
he say it?
Printed on a bit of paper.
How would he say it, if you can remember from the film?
I can't remember.
We'll just make it up then.
We're exciting opportunity.
Yep, go on, keep
going.
Why is he sounding like scripts?
Pay attention, please.
Come on, keep doing it in the voice. Or mix the voice up for each one.
Time is the most valuable currency.
Yep.
Twinkle, twinkle, little snitch. Mind your own business, you nosy bitch.
Inspired. Go on.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm using my hand and thinking of you.
There it is.
I'm so goddamn tired of seeing you recycle. I've been here too long. I've played too long.
Oh dear. Me, the first one.
Yeah.
No, dear. That's wrong.
What were the other ones?
It's definitely not the last.
Not D.
Time is most valuable currency. Twinkle, twinkle, little snitch. Mind your own business, you nosy bitch.
I quite like this one. But no, you know what it is? No. Twinkle, twinkle, little snitch.
Yeah. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business, you little bitch. Is that it?
Nosy bitch.
Nosy bitch.
No, dear,
it's wrong. It was time's most valuable currency, guys. So don't waste it.
You know what this means?
I don't go.
He's not going to WrestleMania.
He did it. He's not going to WrestleMania.
Hang on, there's a button for this.
No! No!
But congratulations to Phil Chambers and to Adam Nicholas, co-winners of this week's quiz. Let us know how you got on with our obscure wrestling quiz in the comment section below or on X at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Adam Nicholas at
It's Adam Nicholas. You can also follow Phil Chambers at
Anus My Chambers.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCulture. Yeah, at Anus Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Still time to get your tickets to our live show, whatculture.com/tickets. Always Sunny at WhatCulture. Goes down on day two of WrestleMania. Do join us for that one. As I said, no WrestleCulture next week, but that's because it's Great Friday here in the UK. But for now, thank you everyone who's donated and joined us and chatted with us in the comment section. My thanks to Nicholas and Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.